any construction of affordable housing in our community is a very, very positive step. I think when it comes from the area's largest employer, it's even more positive because they are leading by example. And while 1,300 units won't solve the affordable housing crisis in the community, I don't think it's Disney's responsibility to solve the crisis. But them leading, you know, hopefully will get another 50 businesses in the community to invest similarly. So I would love to see the other large employers in our community do something similar. They may not be able to pull off 1,300 units, but even helping to construct, 10 or 20 units here or there of affordable rentals, it can make a real impact in this community.
Tell me about what we mean when we say affordable rental units. How much, generally speaking, is the rent? And who are these kind of aimed at?
Sure. So it'd be easy to say, hey, we're looking at apartments that cost a specific amount. But that what affordable means is when you look at a community's average income, or really more specifically, their median income. And in Orlando, that's just under $32,000 per person or around $45,000 per household. You want to find a certain number of units that are not going to put people underwater when it comes to paying for rent, meaning you really want them to not have to spend more than 30% of their income on rent. So in this community, if you have, say, a household income of $45,000, 30% of that, you're looking at somewhere around, let's say, $15,000 a year that you should be spending, no more than that on rent, then you really need to be finding about a $1,200 a month apartment. There's very, very few of those in this community, and that there just needs to be more. And we're really making a situation where too many families are spending 60, 70% of their household income on rent, which doesn't leave room for food, utilities, transportation, or child care or medical care. And it's just making it really, really difficult for anybody to actually live a normal life. And it's also what's contributing to homelessness in this community. You're squeezing people out and to a place where they just can't afford to live here.
It seems like it's pretty intentional, the placement of these by the theme parks. Are the theme park workers the most kind of crucial people when we think about this homelessness and affordable housing crisis in the area? Or would you like to see, affordable housing units in other areas as well? And if so, kind of where?
Well, I think the where is important. I don't know that it's as specific to industry as it really is specific to transportation hubs. One of the real problems in Orlando that makes us distinct from every other community in the United States is that we're the largest city in the country to not have a dedicated source of funding for public transportation. So we have about a third of the number of buses that a city or community of our size ought to have. And when you do that, it means that if I'm working, let's say, in downtown Orlando, it's really hard for me to live in a community like Apopka or Biflo or Kissimmee because it's going to take me 3 hours on the bus to get here. And that's really the affordable housing change that needs to happen, is that we need them all over the community. We need them everywhere.